All right, we're going to the gym next. It's 11:21.
Well, you know, a lot of folks made those New Year's resolutions to get back to the gym. Once you get there, though, you're trying to figure out what equipment you should be using, and there's some controversy about some of those machines you might automatically be drawn to. Let's talk about it now with fitness expert Lisa Reed, who does training here in the D.C. metro area. Her website, lisareedfitness.com. There are about 10 machines that we understand can be avoided. Give us a couple of the top few that you think people don't really need to work out on, and maybe some substitutions that they could do without having to get on the machines.
Sure. Number one is a leg extension machine. It puts added stress to that patellar tendon, that knee joint, and you really don't need to be sitting there pushing up that weight, putting force on the knee. So an exercise substitute would be a squat. You're using your quads, your hamstring, the back of the legs, your abdominals, your low back. So there's so many more muscle groups. It's more functional than just doing a seated leg extension.
Now, what are some of the others? Because as I think some of these that are on the list that we're seeing from Women's Health Magazine, which is what initiated our discussion about this, these are machines that people use all the time. Yes. So they're probably comfortable with them, and they may like the notion of having the weights added to their exercise versus what they're doing just by themselves.
Yes, like the chest press, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to use more weight, you can use chest press machine, but push-ups, just regular push-ups on the ground, are phenomenal. So it works all the different muscle groups. It works your abs. You're not just sitting on the machine pressing the weight. Once you get to different, you know, you can do a regular push-up. You can do, you know, multiple sets to increase your strength than to if you were to use the machines and increase your strength on the machine.
There's a machine that causes you to rotate a little bit. You don't like that one.
No, I do not.
Tell us why.
It's a seated rotation twist with your body. It's awful. It just puts your spine and your back in an awful position that, you know, when do you ever twist like that? You need your entire body to twist. So a medicine ball, a wood chop, a total body movement of your whole torso, your low back, your abs. And it's a multifunctional movement that you should do than just sitting on a machine twisting your spine.
Can I argue for this Roman chair back extension being the worst? Because if I ever got contorted in that way, I'd need somebody to come get me off that thing.
Yeah, you do. You should be doing it's the bird dog position where you're on all fours and you do single arm, single leg. All of that, again, it's functional. It's total body. And you may actually hurt yourself on some of these machines if you're not doing them correctly.
Some of them, I think, perhaps do require, certainly for many of us who may be going back to the gym after an absence, you may really need someone, a trainer, someone, a professional to help you with this for a while until you begin to get the right rhythm and you're doing everything correctly.
Yes, definitely suggest that you get a personal trainer or a friend that knows a lot about the gym that actually can assist you in the correct techniques, because number one, you don't want to hurt yourself going back to New Year's resolutions and losing weight and becoming super awesome, confident that you're going to be fit, and then getting hurt because you did a machine wrong. So definitely.
Are there any machines that you advocate?
Advocate for beginners, it's great. They have a circuit in the gym that's just strict, you know, beginner exercises that you can do, the chest press, the lat pull, the leg press, which is multi muscle groups.
Not the extension.
Not the extension. And so it uses more glutes and hamstrings. But it's just that basic. It's beginner. Say you've had an injury, it's awesome because you can do single arm exercises without having injury if you were to do it by yourself. So in those situations, yes. But otherwise, body weight, go for it.
Do you think at all that the machines give you the kind of the, you know, setting a goal and conquering it, that you can finally do it right? Versus if you're just using your body and your body weight, I feel that I might give up a little sooner versus staying on the machine.
Now, I do recommend that you just start with body weight, whether how many body weight squats you can do and touch your butt to the chair, or how many push-ups you can do. It's use those, you know, goals instead of the machine. Because, you know, you may be at another gym or you may move, or and that machine's going to be different everywhere. So really suggest you do push-ups and squats at home.
Sounds good. Lisa Reed, fitness expert, joining us live here on WTOP.